Hi and good day everyone, it's Mac on Sunday the 1st of June. Without labour on the fact I'm still jet lagged, believe me, even my legs are weak today, but I've come outside because the sun's come out, and I've just come out to try and clear my head a little bit, and also to do a kind of review view on or an update boot on what I put up yesterday about the iPhone. And I had a very nice boot from Paul Omani blog this morning, and Paul was also asking loads of questions on the phone and my thoughts on what happened, how it happened. And actually Paul posed quite a list of queries to me on the whole thing, the whole issue. So rather than and do it as a personal basis back to Paul, I thought I'd put up general because he did ask some questions that I thought would be far better to be answered in the sort of open sector, as it were. So I'll just go through the first thing. What happened with the phone? Okay. We hired a car and for 4 days and drove it away through to Arizona. I was driving, t-shirt, shorts, sandals, etc. Well, that was the whole 2 weeks was like that. But anyway, we pulled up in basically in a beautiful town called Sedona, and we were trying to find some traditional craft shops, and so we spotted a sign. And I decided I'd jump out of the car, but I had placed the car between my legs as I was driving. I do that quite regular, to be honest with you, but it's usually in the rubber spec case, and because of that particular case sticking on my shorts, pocket trouser, or the pocket when I try to put it in or take it home, I had taken the rubber bumper off completely. And that just left the inner hard shell, which covers the back, basically. I'll explain about that later. So anyway, I swung out the car, forgetting the phone was between my legs, and it dropped from the height of the seat onto the ground, landed completely flat, and smashed the screen on the, as you would look at the iPhone, the top right-hand corner. And, well, to say I was upset, but I dived away to find the info. And while they were shouting, "Are you okay? Is the phone okay?" And I knew it wasn't, so... Anyway, I quite surprisingly, I wasn't that upset. I was upset, but I wasn't as upset as I thought I would be. I don't know why I should have been. At my own stupidity. Anyway... If I deal with that matter first, that the screen has smashed at the top right-hand corner in a kind of big starburst thing. I had the phone completely covered in the full body Zag Invisible Shield kit when I got this phone. And it was fitted by the Carphone Warehouse, who give a 30-day peelability or bubble guarantee, and then a further 25-year guarantee on the product, which is amazing. So who keeps a phone for 25 years? So, okay. If I hadn't had that on, then I'm pretty sure that the screen would have just continued and smashed right across and been totally unusable. But because it had sealed the top screen, the top glass in other words, you could actually run your finger over all the damage and not feel a thing. It had actually held everything in place, and I thought that was one time where I think it was about £18, £19 for the kit and about £6 for the professional fitting. That was money well spent, because it happened 7 days into the whole holiday. And if I hadn't had that on, I guess the phone would probably ended up being unusable, which would have been a disaster. Although I could have used my iPad, not the same. So I'm really glad I fitted that, and high praise indeed for Zag Invisible Shield. I really can't recommend that kit enough, but have it fitted professionally, okay? Apart from it being done professionally and absolutely bang on, you get the 30-day peelability or bubble guarantee, and then you have a 25-year warranty for after that. If you buy it and fit it yourself, you don't get that, okay? Or I'm not sure what you get, but you won't get that kind of cover. Okay, so high praise indeed for the Zag Invisible Shield. The phone, yes. If I deal with the vulnerability of the glass, Paul asked that question, yes. The glass was needed, it's Gorilla Glass. It was needed to give the Retina display its beauty, in other words, its clarity, and so they had to go down that road. Yes, it is vulnerable. It is not that vulnerable to scratches, even if you don't fit a half protection kit. But it is vulnerable to drops on hard surfaces. There are thousands of YouTube videos on there. Go and have a look, you'll see how vulnerable it is. And hence you need to protect it at your peril if you don't protect it in any way or form, whatever. So yes, I don't want to go down the road of saying it's a faulty or a defective piece of equipment. They needed the Gorilla Glass, and the nature of the Gorilla Glass, it's tough stuff, but yeah, it's vulnerable. Okay, I'm sure they're going to improve it. I'm sure there's a new Gorilla Glass out now, anyway. Maybe Gorilla Glass 2 or 3 or something. Okay, so dealing with that, I had insurance cover on the phone. I had both house insurance on it, and I had registered the phone and its details, serial number, etc., and its model with my travel insurance, and so it was fully covered. Unfortunately, when I got home, in the fine print, for a normal phone, say an Android, it's £50 excess. For an iPhone, it's £100 excess. So I was going to have to pay £100 anyway. And I checked my home insurance, and it was exactly the same, £100 excess. The travel insurance wanted, they're sending me a form out, but that's negated now because I won't be using it. I'll explain that in a minute. They said that they would probably need the phone sent off to the repair centre to have it checked, which is probably correct because they want to make sure that you're not being bogus about your claim. And so it would be a minimum of 5 days to 10 days before I got it back. Well, you can understand being without an iPhone for that length of time. So I bit the bullet and said, I knew it would be £140 at the Apple store or the ready-made contact with them and had it clarified. So, following my boo yesterday in Glasgow, the girl that was dealing with me asked, I kind of made a statement that, you know, in a nice manner, that really I had expected to be a bit tougher. And she was very understanding about it, but said, well, you know, that can only protect so much and guarantee and warranty so much. And so I said, okay, that's fair enough. And I did drop the phone, you know. So anyway, she said, was there any other issues? And I said, well, funny you should mention that, because now the volume button is coming on the screen quite regular, and I have to reduce the volume to get it to disappear. And sometimes when I reduce the volume in normal use, it's shooting back up again. So she says, well, I'll have a look at that. And she said, I'll take it downstairs to the engineers and have them check out for moisture that might be affecting it or whatever. So apparently they had a quick look in the back of the phone, said it wasn't that. She came back up, she said, I've got good news for you. Because of the volume issue, we're going to replace the phone free of charge. Was I skipping up and down without moving? Even with jet lag. There was a wry smile coming across my face. I thought, seriously, you're going to do that? She says, yes. She says, if it had just been the glass, I'm afraid we'd have charged you. Because there's a volume issue, we're allowing that under the warranty of the phone, and we will replace it new. By the way, a little tip here. The first thing she checked with the phone was that they have this sort of a special magnifying glass with a unique kind of light, I'm not sure what it is, and they'll look straight down into the phone jack, and that highlights any moisture as being red, and she says there was some red in there. So I explained it had been 2 weeks in Arizona, but I guess it came from when over in this country, you know how damp our weather is and rain. So maybe a little warning to those of us who are not so careful about protecting your phone jack when you're out and about, or any other vulnerable port that would allow moisture to get inside the phone. And maybe a word back to Paul on his use inside the shower. I know he has it covered, he probably has it in some kind of sealed bag or something. But just watch out for that, Paul, because they do check for it. And so they replaced it, brand new, and which was fantastic. And I'm overjoyed at that. And again, in this review, as I said yesterday about Apple products, Apple service, I cannot praise them highly enough. Apple has never charged me for something I shouldn't be charged for. They've actually virtually bent over backwards to accommodate things for me in the past, even with my big Mac, my desktop Mac. And I seriously can't praise them high enough. I can't say any more on that. Just I've nothing bad to say about the service that I've had from Apple in any way, shape or form. And falling yesterday just adds more to my confidence in them for their service and after service. And so, new phone. And if you remember, I said something about taking snapshots of all my apps. Well, I didn't need to, did I? Because it was all backed up. The phone had actually backed itself up again previous to doing the swap over. I had to restore the phone, the old phone, the damaged phone, in the store. She asked me to go through the procedure and showed me how to do it and to delete all stuff. And I had nothing to worry about because it was all backed up to the cloud. And so when the new phone was loaded back up, and by the time I got home, all the apps were where they should be. So all my contacts were there, and the only thing I didn't lose was Audioboo drafts. I managed to sneak a couple up, you may have noticed, one from 2 weeks ago before I flew off to America. She allowed me 5 minutes to send up any drafts that I was sure was okay to go, and I lost the rest, but hey-ho. A little damage, as far as I'm concerned, I can always blather more. So, all in all, very, very good. And I'll go on to other things just quickly. The invisible shield that was fitted went with the old phone, and as I left the Apple store, I had to go back through the Buchanan Galleries. And in the Buchanan Galleries is a Carphone warehouse, not the one that fitted the kit, but another one. So I called in there, they had the full kit. I explained the situation, and the girl says, well, if you've still got the receipt, and you'll probably be on their computer records anyway, if you phone them up, there's every chance that they'll arrange for you to have a new kit fitted free of charge, because it was due to Apple taking the phone away from you, and you not then having an invisible shield kit fitted to your new one. So I'm digging through all my receipts and trying to find that drastically. I'm not sure that she's correct. But if she's correct, all the better. If not, I will be forking out the £24-25 to have it fully installed again, because it's a great kit. So if I get that, that will be a real bonus. A new phone, new invisible shield covering for nothing. I was going into Glasgow anyway, so it didn't even cost me the fuel. It cost me £2.15 parking in the galleries. I can live with that. And so I will go on, if I remember all, that Paul asked. How it was damaged, yes, I explained that, and did the glass. One other thing, I really should do a separate review on this, but I may well do that. But if I can just say that I have the Spec Tough Skin Protection on the phone, which has a hard case for the back and clips on very securely. It was quite difficult to pry it off in the Apple Store yesterday. In fact, the girl asked me to do it in case she broke it, but I got it off. It also comes, that then slips into the rubber bumper, which is on the phone as I hold it just now, which I normally have on, except for in Arizona. And then there is a belt clip, and the belt clip one is a great piece of equipment as well. It doubles as a stand. Believe me, you put this on your belt, you will think that's going to slip off. Trust me, it ain't going to slip off. I have had on various belts and never once had it. In fact, it can be difficult to get off your belt, so trust me on that. And it swivels, so you can have the phone upright on your belt or horizontal on your belt, whatever is most comfortable. And also the fact that the phone goes into the belt holster only via the rubber bumper, and it goes on in reverse so that the face of the phone is facing in and the back of the rubber bumper is facing out, so it gives you maximum protection for brushing against things or damage. Great piece of kit, and I may do a full review on that maybe somewhere else on the internet, I don't know. So all in all, I hope I've answered all Paul's queries. I can't remember anything else. I've covered as much as I can remember at the moment, so hope that's maybe helped anybody who has queries on this. Or and also be great if anyone has any further comments on what they think about the iPhone glass or any protection they've fitted or anything else. But that's enough for me. I think I went on at length at this just now, but I felt I should do it since Paul did ask so many questions. And if I've forgotten one, Paul, please get back to me and let me know. And yes. Oh, and if I can just finish off by saying, I did have a look at the new MacBook Pro. They had very limited stock. In fact, I think when I went downstairs to look at them, the demo models were the only ones that were left. They had just sold the last, it was a big MacBook Pro, to a gentleman and his friend who were standing next to me. So I joined in the demonstration. The guy was demonstrating this video, a 4K video compressed onto, I think it was 2800 by 1800 on the MacBook screen, and it was a video specially done to demonstrate the Retina display and the capabilities of the new MacBook Pro's graphics card. And it was stunning. Believe me, I've never seen anything like this on any desktop or laptop. The clarity, the depth of field, everything. You could have pushed your hand in like something on the Matrix into this screen that your fingers would disappear into. It was absolutely amazing. But very expensive. I won't be buying one. I haven't got the cash for that kind of thing, and I can't justify it anyway. So, but the MacBook Pro looks the bee's knees to me. Okay, folks. Sorry if I went on at length, but it's fresh air beginning to get my brain cells to work. Maybe I should just stay out here all day. Okay, bye for now. Bye for now. Forgive me for just jumping back in here, but I just noticed something as I went to upload this boo. I saved this draft first, and I just noticed that my drafts are all still there. I didn't realise that Audio Boo drafts would be backed up as well as all my other stuff, which is great news. So, surprise for me, that one. But, yes, really glad for the iCloud now. Absolutely, iCloud is great. Bye.